Hello everyone and welcome back to Not Always Polite. I hope you guys are having a great week so far. I'm sorry I haven't been here in a couple weeks. I had Easter last weekend and life is just kind of crazy. One of the other podcasts I listened to mentioned this. Before I get into that, the air conditioner is on in the background because it's 29 degrees in Ontario today and my building has the heat on still. I can't turn the air conditioner off because I will pass out. So that's staying on and I'm so sorry. But like I was saying, a podcast that I listened to mentioned it and I'm trying really hard to stay motivated and to keep uploading for you guys. But now that I'm back in office pretty much full time, when I started the podcast, I was working from home and I had a lot more time. I know my episodes are still pretty short, but I've just been feeling pretty burnt out lately, so I do apologize, and I hope to get back into the swing of things for you guys here soon. But I did want to come on and do a quick little episode. This case really didn't have a lot of information, but it's a missing persons case from the 70s. These older cases, the more people that were involved pass away, the less information that's left. A lot of people take these secrets with them to the grave, quite literally. So I wanted to get this out there before any more time passed. So yeah, I hope you guys will enjoy, and I hope you understand why I haven't been as consistent with my uploads. Thank you guys so much for listening, for everyone who is here every week listening to these episodes. I really, really appreciate it, and I'll get on into the case. I just listened to that clip back, and I'm so sorry about the air conditioner, but I swear to you guys, if I turn this air conditioner off, it will literally be 45 degrees in this apartment. So I'm so sorry. It's so fucking hot. On August 20th, 1973, Pauline Ivy Dudley disappeared on her way back home to her boyfriend's house where she was living in Milton from her parents' home in Oakville on Lakeshore Road. She and her friend, Iona Palagi, were going to hitchhike together. The pair did this often. Again, it was in the 70s, so that was just what they did. But Iona already had plans and declined Pauline's offer. Pauline was described as a happy girl, shy and quiet at times, but it loved adventures. In the summer of 1973, getting work was the main thing on Pauline's mind. She had started applying for receptionist positions at various hotels in the area. According to police, Pauline left Oakville around 10 p.m., and the following day, her boyfriend reported her missing when she never arrived home. She was never seen alive again. Her decomposing body was found by a farmer in a field in the area of Highway 25 and Lower Baseline in Oakville, just south of Milton, a week later on August 28th. When she was found, she was fully clothed with a hairline fracture in her jaw, and her wallet was still nearby. It was determined there were efforts by the perpetrator to conceal the body under the hay and wheat in the field. All of these things combined indicated that foul play was involved. The last person to see her alive was her mother. During the investigation, police tracked down several individuals who had been recently seen in the area where Pauline's body was found. However, nothing came from those interviews. A detective working on the case said that there were suspects in Pauline's death investigation that never progressed to the point where they could lay charges. He also said that DNA was found at the scene, but he didn't want to say what the DNA was. He also commented that hopefully with DNA advancements, someday the DNA that was found could lead to an arrest. There have been few developments in recent years in this case, but people with information are asked to contact Halton Police at 905-465-8768 or Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-8477. And that is all I have for Pauline's case, but I did want to reshare some information on a previous case that I covered. For Wendy Renee Smith, April 13th, 1995, marked her very first shift at Fantasia, a Richmond Hill adult nightclub. Sadly, it was also the last night anybody saw her alive. Wendy was 33 years old at the time and was working as an exotic dancer at the club I mentioned earlier. Wendy was supposed to return home to her home in Toronto the next morning at 3 a.m., but she never arrived. 3 days later, on April 16th, 1995, her roommate reported her missing. Wendy had brown hair, green eyes, and a nose ring. She was 5'3" and weighed about 120 pounds. She was last seen at the nightclub wearing a black shirt, black sweater, and black shoes. At the time, Wendy also went by the last name Lawlin. I have been in contact with a couple of Wendy's daughters, and they truly want more than anything else closure and answers to what happened to their mother. If you have any information, please contact the York Regional Police Cold Case Unit at 1-866-876-5423 extension 7865. And then, of course, Crime Stoppers, 1-800-222-8477. Like I said, I did cover this case before, so I would encourage you to go back and listen to our episode again. Thank you, guys, and I will catch you guys next week. Bye.